This is a very interesting section about ignorance in the third canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 20, Maitreya Muni Shiksha. He talks about five kinds of ignorance. Tamishra, Anda Tamishra, Tamas, Moha, and Maha Moha. What are these five forms of ignorance? When Brahma was creating everything, the first thing he created was darkness. From his own shadow, Brahma manifested five kinds of ignorance for the purpose of covering, engaging, and bewildering the conditioned souls. The first one is called Tamisra, which means darkness. Tamisra is a soul's illusory attempt to compete with Lord Sri Krishna. When such a mood prevails, one must forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, it would be impossible to compete with the Lord. So this is the basic one ignorance that's running on in the material world, that everyone's competing. Especially scientists are competing to be bigger creators than the Lord. Everyone's competing with the Lord. So when the living entity is trapped by that ignorance, he then acquires a material body and identifies himself with it. This is a second form of ignorance called Andha Tamisra, complete blindness that leaves the soul in darkness. A form of ignorance based on tamas, or ignorance of his true identity. Tamas is the third form of ignorance, which means ignorance of his true identity. So this false bodily identification leads to physical and mental attachments, and therefore moha, illusion, increases, which causes the living entity to make materialistic endeavor and to view other people as friends or other living entities, as friends or enemies. This moha or illusion increases his desire to enjoy material energy and gradually becomes mad after such enjoyment. He thinks that life is meant for his own pleasure, and he requires all the forgetfulness that ignorance can supply, including forgetfulness of his own impending physical death, forgetfulness of his previous failed attempts to enjoy, and the frustration he felt afterwards, and forgetfulness of all the failed attempts of the countless souls before him. He must especially forget his own insignificance. This form of ignorance is called Maha Moha, great illusion. These five forms of ignorance are necessary prerequisites for material life. No soul can approach the idea of enjoying independently from Krishna without these five forms of ignorance. So ignorance is the cause of our bondage. Tamisra, Anda Tamisra, Tamas, Moha, and Maha Moha. That's what Dharmaraj asked Yudhisthira, what is the most amazing thing that he's ever seen in the world? And Yudhisthira said, the most amazing thing is that everywhere around me I see that people are dying, but I think I will never die. We are told to remember two things and forget two things. We should always forget whatever good we have done to help another person. That is our fortune. Just forget about it. Don't expect something in return. Just forget about any good we have done for another's benefit. And forget anything bad that someone has done to us. It's all the play of time. the movements of karma, one should not be attached or put any undue consideration on the good deeds he's rendered or the bad deeds he's been rendered to. Forget, forgive and forget. But two things we should always remember. What are the two things we should always remember? Always remember that we're going to die. And always remember to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.